This is a journey into sound. Let's begin now.
Yes, that is, of course, the Sting for Lost Wave, a segment we do with the executive producer of this show, Cody. Lost Wave is where he finds songs on the internet that no one knows how they got there. No one knows who wrote these songs. No one knows anything about them except they exist. And for the most part, touch wood again, that this continues on this occasion, they sound incredible. So, to find out what we have this week, the great Cody is with us in the studio. How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, Nelson. Happy Wednesday. It's good to have you back. It's good to be doing the segment again. It's been a while since we've done a proper segment, really.
It has been a while, and I have been away. I was in the Philippines last week.
Yeah, it was great. Signing yourself off and indulging in some libations and so forth.
It was a hedonism laid trip, that's for sure. Mm. There was a lot of fun and some good friends, so it was very fun, but nevertheless, always wonderful to be back here on The Daily.
Mm. It's wonderful to have you back.
Oh,
really is.
Oh, wow. There's a lot of tension in this room. I don't know if it's coming across on the airwaves. What do you have this week, my friend?
So this week we've got a bit of a little twist of sorts. So if you were listening to my Lost Wave Found Sound pitch, there was a small clip that I played of today's song. And basically, it was taped originally off Russian TV. Someone was watching this music video and they had this small 30-second excerpt that they found.
Right.
They knew it was a Russian station clearly because it had the logo and the singer is singing in Russian. They did find the singer and identified them last year and all this other stuff around the song. So they found the singer. They found a bunch of photos from the film shoot for this music video. They found the rushes for the film that they did, but they still only had that 30-second clip of the actual song itself.
Right. Very, very interesting. So they've got the guy in this case.
So they found this in a woman named Natalia. They found her. She's alive and well and all of that and, you know, very humbled by the people trying to search for her and find her song. But again, the full song itself is still elusive, but there has been a bit of an update, as we shall soon see and listen to.
So let's play a snippet first before we get into that update.
Yep. So what we'll be playing is the original snippet that has been going around the internet since the late 90s, early 2000s, I believe. And the song is called My Wandering Fire. It's Russian.
All right. Should I attempt to do the accent, introduce it as such?
You can attempt.
My Wandering Fire. This is small snippet. Was that okay?
That would be a word to use. Yes.
Okay. Well, let's play. If you know where song come from, you know any more detail, we go the kind of have it, but if you like song, please tell us. 0468-441073. God, I really lost that towards the end. Anyway, here's a snippet.
Yep, my way.
Wow, I feel like I was just slapped in the face with Soviet propaganda there.
Yeah, but thankfully this particular song is not propaganda. It's a heartfelt song, supposedly about a, and again, this is just going off people that have translated it, a person who's restless and a passionate person, and there's this elusive love and their fire, as it is wandering.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? Mm. Beautiful. So what's the update?
Okay, so as we mentioned earlier, for the longest time, there was only this 30-second or so clip. But within the last week, so I believe on Thursday, it was announced that there'd been people in Russia that had been buying up hundreds of VHS tapes, trying to find if someone else had taped some of a broadcast that included the music video for this song. And as luck would have it, somebody found a tape that had the music video, or at least most of the music video.
What?
Yeah.
What? So why did they film this or tape this? Was this a special broadcast?
No. So basically, I guess what some people do sometimes in back in the day, they would just tape broadcasts of different things. And when you just let the tape running, you might occasionally get stuff that you didn't necessarily mean to tape. So Dimitri in St. Petersburg has been taping something and he's just happened to get this music video.
Right, he's had too much vodka, he forgot to turn his tape off, and then it just recorded this.
Possibly, or maybe he got ate by a bear, I don't know.
Oh, that's true, there was a lot of bears in Russia, so I'm told.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, though, as I said, this is most of the video and thus most of the song. And it's pretty great. There's a clarinet player that absolutely goes off, Nelson, when you hear the full thing.
I love a clarinetist.
Yeah.
Almost as much as a saxophonist.
Mm. Exactly. And the thing is, though, it's got about 2 minutes of the song, but then it gets cut off by some sort of network ID or whatever. So it's not complete, but it's more than people have had of this song for like 25 years. So it's a pretty significant find.
And this was just found at a flea market, this tape.
Yeah, presumably, yeah. Some people in Russia have been buying up these tapes and searching for them, trying to find something, and they struck gold. They found one that has got it. And it shows like all the different things that the photos had shown from the music video shoot were in there. Although apparently one of the things the production designer or whatever decided, okay, it's not going to make the final cut of this video. But the video showed her, the woman on this swing and the clarinet player and the violinist and so forth. They're all in there in this thing and in the music video. And, yeah, it's pretty great.
That is crazy. So let's play in as full as we can. Can people download this somewhere, though, before we do that?
Well, I mean, it's not officially available anywhere as these things are because even the sinner herself doesn't have a copy of the song and is trying to find it, and presumably some of the other people involved in the production.
Do we know her name, by the way?
Her name is Natalia. I can't remember her last name. I think it's Natalia Verich or something to that effect.
Okay.
But we don't have a official download thing, but it has been uploaded dozens of times to YouTube since, so people can listen to the almost full song on the YouTubes, or they can listen to it right now.
Well, let's do that. Here it is, my Wandering Fire original snippet. Thank you very much, Cody. Yeah, so don't worry. I'm aware of the logistics.
Yeah.
Magic of radio. Thank you, Cody.
Thank you, Nelson.
Конечно, я сама. большие дрова, мне ночь горюница о нем. Мой блуждающий